Blog Talk Radio.
1, 2, 3. All right. Thank you very much for joining me once again. There we go. A little different action coming in tonight. I'm just sorting out a thing or two real quick. I got some wires hanging in my face. That was Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama. The reason for that is because of the name of the title of tonight's show. And so what this is a quick update on what's getting ready to happen. We leave at, I don't know, dark 30 tomorrow morning, 3:30 in the morning, something like that. And so I thought I would bring an update because this is all a part of or a result of a whole lot of working out and a whole lot of working, period. And so I thought I would give a quick update and then just some of the work that we put into this time. And when I say we, I've been working him out toward this goal. And so it's going to be very interesting to see what happens because we have less than a year in doing all of the things that it would take to attempt to even get ready to go and cheer at a university. And so that is what we are in the process of doing, and it has been a major reason or a major motivation, I guess would be the word, for the working out. And so it had a specific goal, it had a specific point. And so now we're actually getting to the place where now tomorrow is it's go time. And so we leave tomorrow morning, we'll be in Birmingham around, I think, 9:30, and then we rent a car and drive down. It's only 45 minutes to an hour to Tuscaloosa. And, you know, we do the university tour. We go on a little college visit. And then tomorrow, I think about 1:30, you start actually doing the tryout. And it's no joke there. They actually there's two sessions on Thursday, and they the way that it works is they will cut you after each session. So there's cuts after each session. So there's no dead weight hanging on. And so I would imagine there's some very specific skills, and they give you an idea. They give you a list of what they expect out of you, what you should be able to do if you even want to attempt to make the squat, and a minimum set of requirements, and then we'll see what happens from there. But Seth's first, his first even attempt at any kind of a coaching session or anything wasn't until May of last year, near the end of May. That was right after signups, and then there's the summer season. Anybody that does cheer would know that there really isn't an off season for cheer. And if there is, it's maybe a month or two long right after basketball gets over with. And then signups, in fact, signups for the team that he was on have already occurred. And so they're already looking at the different things that they're going to go do together in before practice starts in June, I think it is. And so, you know, it's a never-ending thing. It's a very busy time when you're doing cheer. And because he doesn't have a lot of experience, we had to kind of condense all of the training into all of these different extra sessions and extra camps and extra whatever else we could get our hands on. But we did a lot of working out, obviously. I mean, he went from, in fact, I figured this would probably be the best way to put it. From March of 2014 until October of 2014, his squat went from 315 to a set of four, and that was shaky. It wasn't very good form. He had been lifting the coach, the wrestling coach, which is what he was on in 11th grade, had them working out, but didn't show them how to do anything. So these kids are moving some serious weight and they're doing it wrong. It's amazing. There wasn't tons of injuries. And so the first, I think 3 weeks, 4 weeks, something like that, I just gave him the time off. Because he was so overtrained that I just gave him time off and then brought him in like he had never lifted before. And that was where we started. So we started from just square one, building a foundation, getting a base. That's where we started. And we went from that, So now understand, he's naturally pretty darn strong. And so then it's how do we put power and torque through joints so we don't destroy them in the process of getting stronger in a very quick period of time. So it was a constant struggle of how much rest and how, and it took 2 months to figure out exactly how we were going to do things. And so what we ended up doing was we ended up working out lower body, you know, for squatting, that sort of thing, every 7 days. Because he was so new, and now we weren't doing a ton of work. Three sets of actual work is all we were doing for squats. I mean, we'd literally be out in 15, 20 minutes because we were looking for strength. Size was useless to us. And so what we would do is we would cycle and we would do 2 heavy weeks and then we would do 2 light weeks. And so he was only doing 2 heavy weeks out of 4. And so what we did was we put a lot of work in, but we also had to give the joints time to get strong also. And the ligaments get strong slower. And so you've got to kind of take your time, but at the same time, find that line that you can constantly ride. And so that's what we did. So his squat went from 315 for a set of 4 to in October. So you're looking at 7 months later, he was at 465 for 1. And he has since done 475. And we were looking for 495 or 500 before we went down, but there was just no point. I mean, it's not like they were going to have a squatting contest down there. And really, we needed to work the upper body. And so then there were these other things that we would do where we would lay the dumbbells in front of us, sort of like a front snatch, except we're using 2 dumbbells. And so we started with, I don't know, 50s or 60s, and you know, you get a set in, and that was the thing. I mean, we were mimicking what he had to do when he was stunting, where he would have to take a girl and throw her up in the air, catch her, and then push her up over his head. And so we would mimic that. And then we would alternate between going really heavy and less reps and a little bit lighter and a lot more reps. And then it was up to him to really, really push hard. As far as the way it feels, it's so terrible because it requires so much effort to do this, more effort than anything else that we do, including squat or deadlift. And that was another thing. I almost entirely eliminated deadlift because I hate what it does to the back. And we use no equipment when we work out. So no straps. We use no knee braces, no knee wraps. We don't even use a weight belt. And in fact, just the last month, we used a weight belt because he would complain of a little bit of back pain when we would get over 400 pounds. And so ultimately where we ended up, our last pretty hard set was about a week and a half ago. And he did 405 for a set of 10, I think is what it was. And that he could have went a little further, and I told him to leave a couple in the tank. And then this previous time we did 405 for a set of 7 because he's got to be ready. I mean, I was launching him for as if he were going for maxes on all of his lifts come Thursday on the first day. So what we did was we cycled up to that. And when I say cycle, I don't mean steroids. I mean just the certain way that we would use to work out. And so there's strategies to it. I did it as an athlete. I used a technique that you would use for an athlete and for a person who is a weightlifter or powerlifter. And I had to incorporate athletic type stuff, which I did with a TRX, simply because he has to tumble. And he's got really good tumbling skills already. And so the other thing is with the extra power, if he finds himself under rotating anywhere in the movement, he can just use some strength and power through it. So that's pretty neat. But I've never been on a college visit before. I mean, I went with a friend of mine when he was in high school, and we went to a place. It was a small college up in Wisconsin, and I mean the dorm looked like you were in prison. And I mean the school's okay, fairly nice. They have updated a couple of things since then, but it was nothing to write home about. And to go to a SEC Division I or Big Ten, I mean, anything like that, to go to a major university and have them show you around. And then when he is off doing his preparation, I get to walk around the university and take a look. And from what I've already heard, or what I've heard is they're already out of school, which I find amazing because we're just here. We are in the first week of, and so I'll believe that when I see it when I get there. So we'll see what happens with that. But talk about exciting! I mean, it's an exciting time. There was so much traveling, so much driving from our house. The places that he would tumble at were between, say 25 minutes and an hour away. So we would drive up to Franklin, Wisconsin, or we would drive down to Lake Zurich, Illinois, or we'd drive out to Kenosha over by the lake. That was a 45, 50-minute drive. And so we would do this as many times as we could. Whatever open gyms there were, whatever coaching sessions were available. There was various coaching sessions during the week, usually one on Tuesday for tumbling. Once in a while, they might bring someone in for maybe a special clinic one time, something like that. And then we would do some weekend clinics here and there with the team. And so I'm telling you, it was constant. The amount of work and the amount of time that was put in. Now, understand also, my son went from not quite 195-ish, not quite 195 in, I think, February, at the end of wrestling season. So he was usually between 192 and 196. That's where he would fall, depending on what activity and all of that stuff he was doing at that time. To now, he's 216, 217. And so just a little bit of growing in there, and then sensible workouts, but for power. And so that's the kind of thing that you can sometimes expect from a kid when he is growing and, you know, puberty hits and all that testosterone goes through. So you have boys and girls growing up together, and their testosterone levels are essentially, they're the same. And then once the boy hits puberty, his testosterone goes up 15 to 20 times. And so what you have is a lot of the growth that a child can have when he is working out stems more from what's running through his body than, you know, say you and I at 30, 40, 50 years old would have, where we have to earn every ounce of muscle that we put on. You know, his is just flooding on as a result of what's already going on in his body, in his system. And so it makes you look really intelligent when you are working a kid out like that. And, you know, some of the guys that I work with, they work out at the same place, and, you know, they watched him grow and they wondered what I was feeding him. And but understand, you know, this was such a goal. So, I mean, it was the only place he actually even applied. And so he's been talking about this place for a long time. And now, after all that hard work, now we get to go down and stare at what it is we're getting ready to accomplish. And he really needs the full ride if he's going to go, because that's a $40,000 a year school. And so there's a lot on the line. And so we've talked about some of that. And, you know, just a great time is going to be had by my son and I. And I also get to meet a friend of my wife's down there who is the head of athletic training. She has a PhD as an athletic trainer. And so she is head of athletic training and teaches in the undergrad department there. And so I get to meet with her and, you know, get a tour of the school and look around. And so a lot of cool stuff going on there. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm very excited about it. We'll be up at, I think we have to get up at like 3 a.m. because we catch a 5:30 a.m. flight. So going to be really cool. I will make some updates to the website. Also, yes, in fact, that's a great thing. I realized I really didn't even mention the website last time. The website is deathofdiets.com. If you have any questions, the best way to get a hold of me through that is either call me on the show here at 914-205-5494, or you can email me at info@deathofdiets.com. Comes right to my phone, and we can chat via email if you have any questions about what's available on the website. And also, that's going to be undergoing some renovation here over the next couple of weeks. I'm looking around to see exactly what I need to do to make it much prettier. I even have a logo coming. I enlisted the help of a professional logo maker. And so that should be arriving tomorrow. I'm hoping to implement that pretty soon. And so just some changes that, you know, make it pretty, make it look a lot more professional. My best efforts weren't great. And so I would like to do and change a couple of things. And I hope everybody likes what they see there. But yeah, absolutely, go check out the website. If you have, you know, really diverse needs like my son had, with varying levels and varying degrees of effort in practice or competition, or, you know, the sideline stuff where you're preparing for it, and then you've got games in the middle of the week and in the weekend, and you're up late, and all of that that has to be taken into account. Absolutely, it can be done. And we did it, and he grew substantially. And there'll be some more pictures of him. I'll take some pictures and post that stuff on the website as well. And it just gives you an idea of what it is to work really hard for something and then actually get down there and get to do it. So, you know, if it ended up somehow that he didn't even make it through the first cut, you know, so be it. He got accepted to the University of Alabama, which you have to do, and then you have to pay some money, and you know how that goes. And so he's eligible to go down, and looking forward to that aspect of it. But just the pressure, I love that pressure. I love him having to shoulder that, to burden that. And then, you know, I told him, I said, man, this is juice. This is life right here, son, because you get to stand there in the moment and take in the fact that you got here, you got this far, and now you got to throw down. It's time to really go. It's time to function in the midst of pursuing and accomplishing your dream. You're right there at the end. It's right there for you to take. Now it's time to do it. And so, you know, all the work that we did and squishing 2 or 3 years of work into 1 year, and hopefully it's enough, and we'll find out soon, but all of it is coming to a head. And I'll tell you, there were times I didn't think I was going to make it because of all the traveling, all the driving, all the nights awake, getting home late, and you know how it is when you got kids in sports. And so, man, for it to be this far, it's really going to be neat to go down there and see what this looks like. But you know, we've already had some pretty cool experiences. His team won state at the competition for the first time ever. And he's only the second athlete ever to go all state and to get NCAA, to qualify for NCAA National Cheerleading Association, which will be his summer job. And they'll go and they'll hold camps for high schools at various, you know, either high schools or universities, usually universities, in their gym. And he'll now, he just attended his first NCAA type camp where, you know, he was an attendee, like back in August. And so he could go literally from August to May or June, because I think the training is at the end of May, and he'll get a schedule. And then he'll actually be hosting. He'll actually be working in the camp that he went to, one of his first camps that he went to. And so, well, first tumbling camps that he went to. So very cool stuff. I will, because I'm going to have time in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening to work on website stuff. I'm going to see here shortly if I can bring my microphone and all that stuff. I even want to do that. And I'm hoping to do some shows from there and, you know, the hotel, and we'll see whether we do Wi-Fi or I don't know, who knows how that's all going to work. So, doing one of those remotes, it's always a good time. Maybe have a nice pool to go do it next to or something. And, so it's going to be pretty cool. And, any of you that have been on, a college tour know what I'm talking about. So we'll be some pictures, and we'll just see. And you'll get a chance to see just, you know, how much he's grown. I'll see if I can find some stuff over the last year. You can see just how much he's grown from the working out that we've done. It was very particular. It was scientific. It was important. You know, it was all the things that needed to be there in order to make him a bigger, better athlete. And so if that's the kind of training that you need, we can handle that at Death of Diets and go on there, and we can set up schedules, or we can set up actual workouts, however you have to do it, and be more than happy to do that for you. And not expensive. You wouldn't be the first kids I've done this for. My kids, I've done it for some kids at school, and I've helped them out with things. Sometimes he'll go and work out, and we'll bring one of his friends from school, and we'll go through some things, and I'm just totally revamped their workouts, because, you know, they get it from magazines and whatever, and way too many sets, way too many reps, way too much time in the gym, not nearly enough time training, and, you know, get in, get out, you know, and have time for things that are more important. And so if you don't want your kids spending a lot of time working out, if you don't want them to overtrain, if you want to understand what it is to overtrain, then you need to get a hold of me, and I need to help your athlete, because once they overtrain, they have to stop. They have to extend rest times, and they have to get more sleep. I mean, it becomes neurological in nature, and they can start getting sick, and they can lose focus in the classroom, and they can be moody even more so. I mean, do you want a more moody teenager? Because you can have one. All you got to do is overtrain them. But I'm looking forward to the contact that I'll have with you through the week that I've got going on there in Alabama. Feel free to shoot emails. I will be fully available during that time, because I don't have a ton of stuff to do. Oh, I guess this is an important thing to mention. I can't be in there while they're doing it. And so that's it. I will just have a bunch of spare time. So I'll drop him off, and then I'll either go back to the hotel, or I'll go to Starbucks, or I'll go and run around the campus. But I'm hoping to get a bunch of work done while I'm down there on the website and all of that. And, you know, you guys are a big part of that, and I appreciate those that are listening and those that stop by the website and take a look. If you have just a question, give me a buzz, let me know. And please feel free to call. I think the number is the same on every show, as far as I know, 914-205-5494. We're pretty much done here tonight. But just feel free, contact me and see if there isn't something I can do for you. And so I appreciate that, and I will, in fact, I think that's it. That's all I've got. deathofdiets.com is the website. That's how you get a hold of me. info@deathofdiets.com via email. That's the way to do it. You can also leave messages on the show. I check those once in a while, but typically that's not how people get a hold of me, so I don't check those a lot. The best way is through the email. But that's all I got for tonight. That's the update. Thanks for listening. If you got questions, if you need some help, setting things up to where you can get through all this stuff, and parents, you don't want to pull your hair out, then feel free, you know, give me a shout, and we'll see what we can't work out with your athlete and get them rolling. But until then, until the next time, whenever that is, Wednesday, Thursday, something like that, I'm going to stay excited, and you follow along if you can, if you will. I appreciate it. Talk to you next time.
1, 2, 3.